Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Hey, I started a new accountability and business coaching program called Focus Elf. It's designed to help entrepreneurs stay on track every week and get all the help they need to crush their goals. Starts at 50 cents a day for unlimited support. If you're interested, you can learn more at gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Rob Brehman. Rob is the founder and CEO of Cogent Analytics and a next generation consulting firm that helps Main Street businesses scale faster and more sustainably through life cycle relationships. Check out all the firm's testimonials in industries ranging from construction and supply to restaurant and security. Rob is a veteran who served in the U.S. Special Operations Command, where he imbibed a deep-rooted value system. He has gone on to build a company culture based on this code of honor, courage, wisdom, faith, perseverance, and loyalty, and the results show. Rob, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
First off, Josh, thanks for having me on your show today. It's a privilege. I've always been a diehard believer in planning the day before for what you're going to do tomorrow. You know, plans tend to change. There's an old adage that says, and I think it was Mike Tyson says, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Life of entrepreneurs tend to be that, whether it's a vendor or a customer or something in the day, could be an employee, could be that sale that you thought you were going to make that fell through, could be, you know, a human resource problem. But I always advise our clients to really start the planning process in a long-term basis, but you got to bring it back and be grounded in the everyday. One of my personal traits really is I put my feet on the floor for the last 35 years, and I've done it every single day for 35 years. And I ask myself, what will I do today to make a difference? What will I do to change a life? What will I do to impact an employee? It's a behavior that's kept me well grounded, and it keeps me focused on the day over day.
What will I?
That's about personal accountability.
And I really appreciate that. And it kind of echoes another comment that I've heard rattling around occasionally, that is have to versus get to. That's something that kind of is a close cousin to what you said. What will I have to versus get to? And the idea of have to versus get to is, oh man, I have to do this, I have to do that, or hey, I get to do this. I'm in a position to where I have the opportunity to do these things. And that's one of those, it really segues nicely into one of the things that you like to talk about a lot, is how do we survive as entrepreneurs, as businesses during a financial downturn? Now, depending on when you're listening to this, we could be on the cusp of it. We could be in the middle of it. Maybe we're on the other side of it already. But we went through some really rocky times during COVID. And sometimes showing up to figure out what will I today is the only thing that you can do. And so talk to us for some strategies that as entrepreneurs, we can follow right now to navigate any potential financial downturn or uncertain times.
So, and I'll just speak, I'll give the audience an anecdotal. You know, we classically as a firm do all of our work on site with our clients. And when Cogent hit March 16th of 2020, I pulled my entire team off the road. So you imagine I had business development folks, I had analysts, I had project directors, also known as consultants in the world, although I don't like that term for the way we conduct ourselves. And I pulled everybody off the road, and we spent 30 days. I had a lot of people in just pure panic, shock. How are we going to do business tomorrow? If everybody is not on site with a client, how do we survive this downturn? And, you know, I brought everybody together on March 16th, and we told them the direction we were going as we pulled everybody off the road. And I said, folks, adversity breeds innovation. It's been that way since the beginning of time. And if we are nothing else, we are innovative for a living. We help our clients, and now it's time to help ourselves so we can get back to helping our clients. And we spent 30 days reinventing our go-to-market strategy with our clients. And simultaneously, our clients were going through that same shock and awe. You know, we had a lot of clients that could have tipped over and gone through a bankruptcy process, and we helped expedite their change whilst we were expediting our own. And we were able to maintain 90% of our staff during that downturn. And it was a pretty tough period for a service organization like we have. And we represent, you know, you did it in your intro. We represent contractors, manufacturers, transportation companies, distribution companies, technology companies. So everybody was going through that same hardship at the same time. And we really got back down to the basics, which was, you know, the financial model of how much revenue do you need to bring in to be able to sustain your overhead and be able to sustain your financial obligations to the bank, sustain your financial obligations to your vendors. And we build a cash burn rate with almost every client. We called it the recession readiness model. Now, since COVID, you know, we have a lot of innovative approaches that we take with clients to help them through this very question that you just asked me, which is how do you survive every day, whether it's a downturn or an upturn? And I'm old enough now to have lived through three serious events. You know, we had 9/11, which had a material impact on the way this country operates. We then went into the 2008-09 downturn, which, you know, fondly referred to as the Great Recession, clearly could have been another depression. And then we had COVID. So, you know, I've had a lot of good years in between and I've had a lot of bad years. The interesting thing about it is that the behaviors really don't change. As an entrepreneur, all of those decisions flow back through the individual sitting in leadership that has to be able to drive on and move forward, because your people are going to follow you and they're looking for you to afford them that type of leadership. You know, if you get stuck, they get stuck. And when everybody's stuck, you know, you can imagine all the really ugly things that happen after that. So, you know, I like taking people back to the basics, Josh.
You know, and the fundamentals, blocking and tackling, it's a conversation that I've had with many clients before, which is there's probably some new whiz bang trending method that is going to work like gangbusters. And you see all the Facebook ads that are targeting you, telling you that you can click a button and make $1 million. But when you strip away all the complexity, it really comes down to are you performing the actual basics you need to be doing in order to be successful? And I'm sure, Rob, you've seen this more than anybody. You've worked with more than 1,900 businesses. Most of them, even successful ones, even wildly profitable ones, most of them are just lacking the fundamentals. You know, and I'll give you one example to shoot off, and you can add, maybe you can feel free to disagree with me, but you know, I've seen businesses that have thousands of inbound leads, no sales team. And you're just kind of like, well, why? Like, why did you do that? Well, you know, we're trying to automate everything. But yeah, but it's not ready for that yet. So you've got money just flying out all over the place. What have you seen, you know, as far as that lack of fundamentals, kind of going right back to your comment of we got to get the basics down?
So it's interesting. First, I will say I need to change that metric. That 1900 was me personally, and those translate to clients that I represented prior to owning Cogent. Cogent Analytics has represented tens of thousands of clients in a discovery process and a consultative basis. You know, we have developed a registered trademark called the Profit Platform, which really breaks a business down into four critical areas. We call it the pillars of business. You know, you can think of it like the legs on a chair. And if, well, you've got one leg lopsided or broken, I think we've all sat in that restaurant where the table wobbled and yep, we had to put napkins under the leg, or we had a chair that was wobbly because one leg was shorter than the other. And I think the business works exactly the same way. The four pillars or the four legs of business are broken down by business development, which is sales and marketing, organizational engineering, which really is your people. That's, you know, how you compensate, how you pay, how do you motivate, how do you measure performance. The operations and operational engineering, which is how you do what you do profitably. And then lastly, measurement or control structure, which is both financial and operational KPIs. So P&L, balance sheet, and then operational KPIs that allow you to control. And it you know, we call it the connective tissue. You know, the basics, when we talk about basics, you just gave an example of people who spend a lot of money on marketing, but don't translate that into profitable revenue in the business. Most people, most small business owners listening to the show today actually don't know what their break even is, and they don't know how to manage to an engineered profit. It's profit becomes a residual to them, almost as an afterthought to running the business, or people think in terms of gross margin, not net margin. You know, once you make a net profit, you end up having to pay the government, then you got to pay the bank, then you got to pay for growth, then you got to pay for capital expense that doesn't end up on your debt line. And then and only then does an entrepreneur actually get to start working on wealth. And I will tell every entrepreneur listening today, your business, why be an entrepreneur if it's not meant to generate an engineered profit? What you do with that profit, it's not about being greedy. It's really about having your business in a positive cash position, enough that you can afford to fulfill your obligations and then be able to take more than just a paycheck. You know, you don't become an entrepreneur to have a job. You become an entrepreneur to be able to build a healthy unit, build a healthy company, and be able to give back in whatever way you choose to give back, whether to your employees, to your community, to your church, to your family. That wealth creation vehicle called your business is really the fundamental responsibility of every entrepreneur. Sorry for the long diatribe, Josh. You get me up on my soapbox, I could go on for an hour.
Appreciate that. Just checking in. Can you hear me okay? There was a connection issue for a second.
Yeah, you're freezing. I'm a little worried that you're losing audio. So I'm concerned.
Yeah, there was a connection issue, unfortunately.
Happens in today's age. Yeah, I can hear you, but I see you freeze and then you will have a connection problem.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I do think we caught a lot of what you shared there. So am I frozen again?
Nope, you're good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you good?
Okay. Yeah, we got you. Yeah. we can do some fancy editing gymnastics and it'll be like nothing happened.
I love it. Okay.
Awesome. Well, appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about what you do right now and how people can reach out and connect with you.
Cogent Analytics represents Main Street, not Wall Street. We really work with small business owners from about $500,000 worth of annual revenue on up to a $200 million very large company. My sweet spot, the favorite clients that I work with are really in that Main Street family run business that are having day-to-day challenges and really need an extra set of eyes. We're in 33 states now. We are working coast to coast and our every day, this staff has grown from 6 founding members to over 300 within Cogent Analytics. And it's comprised of a lot of people. You got to have a lot of heart to do what we do because we're in service to the people we represent. And we field phone calls every day from, you know, people that are probably listening to your show today, Josh, that really have some tough everyday questions. And we try to help them with those tough everyday questions day over day. And our best service offering that we do with our clients is called a discovery. And we come into a business for about 2 or 3 days to really do a full comprehensive tip to tail assessment. We don't think everybody needs to go through a consultative process, although we perform a discovery. I promise you, I will do a discovery with every business owner in America if they would let me do it. It's such a profound event. You can go on our website and see different videos who speak about the discovery itself. It's a very, very low entry fee. And I did that on purpose because this company called Cogent Analytics is meant to support entrepreneurs outliving their day over day. And that's what we do. We do an assessment to begin with. And for those clients that there's a financial return and there's a good headspace working with that relationship called the client, we engage and we help them work through those very deep challenges that happen for every entrepreneur, right? On those four pillars that we spoke about before: biz dev, people, operations, measurement, profitability.
Awesome. And where can we go to learn more about this?
CogentAnalytics.com. It's there are many help centers. You can read white papers, case studies, testimonials, videos. I've done countless number of podcasts. We've been published 30 or 40 times in major trade magazines. So we put out a lot of really good content to help the entrepreneur. Even if you're not ready to contact us on the day you go visit, we do have an 800 number. It's 833, the number for my profit. Will bring you to us. That's 833-464-7763 if you want it in the number version. But the easiest way in today's world to reach out to us is right through our website, cogentanalytics.com. And we have advisors on staff fielding those conversations every single day.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Rob Braman, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how to get stuff done. You can connect with him and learn more about his company by going to cogentanalytics.com. That's COGENT analytics.com. And whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. One more time, if you need a little boost in hitting your goals from week to week, the elf can help. Join us for just a few bucks a month at gofocuself.com. That's it. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you can go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.